Hello, Conscious Investor, and welcome back. I'm your host, Julie Hawley. For over 4 years, I've paired my background in real estate investing, education, and coaching to create powerful content for you each week. This podcast is where we take a holistic approach to investing by focusing on three ingredients to a life of personal freedom: health, mindset, and wealth. We'll talk about everything from passive investing through syndication and how to use your retirement accounts to boost your investing, to mineral balancing and gut brain health, and into topics that cultivate your inner strength and resilience so you can thrive regardless of any of life's current events. And yes, those are all episodes currently available and linked in the show notes below. Join me each Monday for a mindset episode and later in the week for an interview with expert investors and health professionals so that you can experience your greatest health, strongest mindset, and build the wisest wealth.
Welcome back, Conscious Investor. Feeling unfulfilled is not very uncommon. So often people will achieve something, right? They'll get that senior level management position that they've been jockeying for years. Yay, somebody retired, I finally get to move up. Maybe we have that opportunity to, you know, transition our housing, bigger, smaller, wherever it is, it looks different, but it was what we wanted and we accomplished it and it just was underwhelming. Maybe we had a transition in a relationship. We thought, wow, you know, if this relationship could transition in this capacity, that's going to feel amazing. But it doesn't. Oh yeah, and high performers, I'm definitely speaking to you when you think, oh, my spouse who's not a high performer is now stepping into this new space for themselves. Yeah, you know what? Here's the deal, guys. We oftentimes are setting ourselves up to feel unfulfilled. This fulfillment is truly an inside job. Go figure. I know you're not surprised to hear me say that, Conscious Investor. One of the reasons we will often feel unfulfilled when we do something is because a lot of times we start down a path with actually, we didn't take the time on the front end to figure out what we ultimately wanted. We didn't figure out what that deeper need that we were looking for within us, that we were looking to fill, to satisfy. Here's the other reality, is that a lot of times we walk down the path and then we realize, actually, this isn't what I want. But because we have FOPO, fear of people's opinions, or because we have an ego and we don't want to let ourselves down, guess what ends up happening? We don't pivot. We get feedback, we get information, and it says go a different direction, you know, shift over three gears. And yet we don't do it. We force ourselves to stay on a path just because we got to finish it. Because if we don't finish it, we're a failure. It's like, actually, there was a lot of feedback to say this isn't the path for you. You could not have known that on the front end. Let me take this from being abstract to being something that is very tangible. There's so many times in my life where I thought, let's take the Impact Investing Network. That was something I launched years ago with a good friend of mine. And I thought, this is going to be so powerful. This is going to be wonderful. We're going to connect people who are into impact investing. And we went down the path. And obviously it doesn't exist any longer, but as we went down that path, we realized this is taking a lot of our bandwidth. And we were both trying to establish our investment firms at that same time. And we thought, we can't be nickel and diming ourselves. This is something good, but it is not going to be the best for us. And it's not going to lead to that same level of fulfillment and satisfaction that we are hoping for, because we don't have everything to pour into it right now. Instead of setting ourselves up for failure and having to finish and having to launch this and have a successful group, we were able to release it, which allowed us to show up in the fullness and to gain the fulfillment and satisfaction with our investment firms. Okay, so I want to take that from abstract you know, just words to, hey, this is actually something real. There's a practical application here. If we would have chosen to just stay on that path wasn't for us. We would have more than likely felt unfulfilled. But here's something interesting, is that a lot of us are chasing productivity and we're not chasing after purpose. Yeah, chew on that for a moment. Productivity in Western culture is the greatest dopamine addiction for adults. Full stop. And here's the deal. Without a real solid compass, our productivity is very much like drinking too much water. I know that sounds strange to say, but let me reiterate this one more time. And I'm going to go into an analogy that it was the most tangible analogy that I could have for you, right? We all know that drinking water is good for us. We all know that being productive is good for us. It allows us to take a step towards the things that we believe in and we get the outcomes that we're looking for. That is great. But I don't know about you, but I have at different times in my life tried to be that I'm going to drink a gallon of water girl, and maybe you're, you know, guy, for some of you out there. And I remember distinctly one time I was driving down from Modesto, California to Fresno, California. So it's what, an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes away, driving with one of my brothers. And I was trying to be that healthy college girl and I'm drinking tons of water. We had to pull over constantly. And it wasn't just like, oh, I just think I, no, I'm like, pull over, please. We had to find restrooms all over. And this is not back then. This is not a stretch of Highway 99 where you could just pull over and use the restroom. It was complicated, right? So when you drink too much water, it just ends up going through you and your body isn't getting, it's not being hydrated properly. It's not absorbing everything. And on the real downside, you're flushing out a lot of the minerals. You're flushing out all your water-soluble vitamins. It actually turns out to be detrimental to you. I know we all think we need to just constantly be cleansing, but at some point, it's not beneficial for us. And that's where productivity is. At some point, productivity has diminishing returns. I know, productivity and drinking water, they go hand in hand, I promise you, right? And so the next thing that happens when we drink that much water, that's all I could think about was, where's the next restroom? Where's the next restroom? Where's the next restroom? And so as I'm thinking about this, it's like I'm completely distracted. Can't be present, can't enjoy conversation with my brother. I can't, you know, be present and just enjoy the moment, the music, the, you know, hanging outness, because I am completely distracted by having to find the next restroom. And when that comes to our productivity, we end up, you know, so distracted by the next project, the next deadline, the next big account, the next game, the next fill in the blank. And we are so consumed by that, that we miss out and we are no longer present. So we trade our productivity, we trade our purpose, our presence for productivity. And just like drinking too much water, it just floods right through us, passes right through us, and we miss out. We find ourselves very bankrupt. We find ourselves unfulfilled. I'm speaking from my own experience because I wrestle with this on a daily basis. I am one of those where it's in my DNA. I was raised to be productive, to go, 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 to not necessarily go, go, go in the modern sense, but to be productive, to do things that matter, to do things with intention. But here's the next layer to doing things with intention. If we want fulfillment, if we want that satisfaction, then we must be pursuing purpose. Our intention without purpose is going to leave us feeling very empty, very unfulfilled. So I want to encourage you. This is very short and sweet today, Conscious Investor. I want to encourage you to not be an over-consumer. Don't be hyper-productive. It's not going to get you where you want. Take the time, figure out what is it that is really driving you? What is a deeper purpose? Why does that project matter? Why does that account matter? Why does going to that game to support that family member matter? Why does it matter that you're sitting down to eat dinner together? Why does it matter? Ask yourself the deeper question on everything that you are doing so that instead of being correlated to an outcome, destination, we're actually tied into the presence and purpose of every single moment. And the reality is that if we are over consuming and we're hyperproductive, it'll feel good in the moment, but it is going to just wash right through you and wash all the best things out of you. You're going to feel tired, fatigued, distracted, unfulfilled. It's not worth it. Take the time. Get deep. Get granular. Know every single thing that you're doing throughout the day. And I'm talking about those tasks that you don't want to do at work, at school, you know, wherever it is that you are. I want you to make sure that you are doing those tasks and you're saying, you know what? I don't like doing this part of my job, but I know that to get to this next part where my great purpose lies, this is one of those steps I must take. So now there's a purpose beneath that productivity that is bolstering it up. We're not just pursuing checking off something off a list. We are pursuing something, an undercurrent in our life that is that golden thread. And we will live a far more vibrant life, a far more fulfilled life, a life of satisfaction that people will look in awe and say, like, wow, I would love to build a life like yours. Their version. Nobody should have the same version, right? Because we're all writing our own narratives. But anyhow, I know you understand what I'm saying, conscious investor. I want to encourage you, if you're feeling unfulfilled, if you're feeling underwhelmed, deflated, because you're nearing finish lines, you're clearing the hurdles, and you're doing that, and you're not feeling that, just that rush, that high of, this is so much fun. Just go back to, what is the purpose? What is the undercurrent beneath every single thing that I am doing? And if it doesn't align with your purpose, just release it. Yeah, there might be a task that seems important and it's not aligned with a deeper purpose. Release it, Pat. Like, there's somebody else in the world that is designed where that is going to be completely aligned with that person's purpose. Let me just give you a quick case in point. I met with a friend and it was actually a coaching session. I invited the friend. I said, wow, you know, would you like to just do a session? Just complimentary. I'd love to work with you on this one element. And in that process, you know what we discovered? This friend of mine was undercharging for her services because she valued what somebody else was bringing to the table. And I said, hey, you know what? Here's the thing. You're in your zone of genius. And so you think that what you are doing is so easy, but actually what you're doing is really complicated and challenging and rigorous and demanding. Your partner that you're working with, that you have this business relationship with, guess what? They're in their zone of genius. They're doing what's easy for them. So you're going to value, and that person is valuing you the same way you value that person. I don't want to, that person, I guarantee, is not a granular, and by nature of the type of work that they are doing, it's definitely one of those left brain, right brain type things. And I said, hey, that person is going to value what you are bringing to the table because that's probably one of the most challenging things for that person to accomplish. So guess what? You're undercharging because you value that person. That person's getting a screaming deal and they value you. They know the work that you're bringing to the table. So our perception changes everything. That was just a little bonus, I suppose, for you, conscious investor. You know, as you're going through your life, live with purpose and understand what your value is that you're bringing to the table so that you're not undervaluing. Because when you are undervaluing yourself, because when you're showing up, it will feel easy to you. It will feel fun and energizing. And that's the greatest gift about when we are, you know, swimming in our zone of genius. when we are actually tapping into all this, the uniqueness that God created us with, things look easy to everybody else on the outside. And it feels easy for us. But if they were to try to step in and do it, it'd be really, really mighty challenging. So value yourself. Understand what the purpose is that you are doing behind every productive task. And you are going to find yourself feeling far more fulfilled and overwhelmed with joy. Conscious Investor, I am here for you. So if you need any support taking your first or next steps towards investing or towards untangling life so you can unlock and unleash the greatest parts of you and experience a truly fulfilled life, don't be a stranger. Head on over to IamAConsciousInvestor.com. Okay, that is a full affirmation right there. And that's the website, IamAConsciousInvestor.com. When you head over there, you can find out about all the coaching that I offer and schedule some time on the calendar. Until next time, cheers to your health, mindset, and wealth.
Are you enjoying this episode? Help spread the word by sharing the episode with a friend or family member. Because really, where would any of our lives be without other people sharing great content with us? Help spread the word by sharing on your social platforms and with those you care about. And remember, tag me at Happy Julie Holly.